Why don't you take your Bibles, go to 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. And I came up with something to try to be a quick blessing to you, amen. And I come across the word consider. Consider. And I didn't put it on my notes, but I will read you the definition of consider. And basically it means this, to consider. It means to fix the mind on with a view to a careful examination, to think on it with care, to ponder, to study, to meditate on it. So when the Bible says consider some things, and tonight this is my wife's life verse, amen? And it's 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. The Bible says, "Only fear the Lord and serve Him with truth, with all your heart, for consider how great things He had done for you." And I've got three little points here tonight. Number one, we need to consider His wonders. I mean, every day we need to consider the goodness and the grace of God. No matter what we're going through, no matter what kind of hard times we're going through, the Bible says here, "Only fear the Lord and serve Him with truth with all your heart, for consider how great things He had done for you." And boy, God's been above and beyond anything that I could ever imagine. And I want you to look at Luke chapter number 12. Luke chapter number 12. I'm talking about consider His wonders. What has God done for you? Amen. Say, "Well, preacher, He ain't done nothing for me." If you're saved, He's done everything for you. Amen. He's done everything. You're not going to have to go to the devil's hell. You're not going to have to feel the flames of hell. Amen. That ought to be a blessing right there. Amen. Knowing that you'll never have to do that. Luke chapter number 12, verse 23 says this, "The life is more than meat and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are you better than the fowls?" Well, you just think about that. You know, they said this, that the richest man in the world could not feed the animals one day. Yet God feeds the animals every day they get up. And I know this is a crude illustration, but when I see some kind of buzzard on the side of the road and it's eating something dead, amen, you say, "Oh, somebody, no, God's feeding somebody, amen." Amen. If somebody had to die, I'm sorry, amen, but anyway, they're getting fed, and that's the way I look at it, amen. Car ran over a squirrel, now Raven's got something to eat, amen. I feel sorry for the squirrel, amen. He went to see Allah, amen. I don't know. But anyway, verse 25, "And which of you, taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. Yet I say unto you that Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. And if then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast in the oven, how much more will He clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek ye not what ye should eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be doubtful of mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things." Amen. I thank God tonight that I can sit and meditate on the things that God has done, His wonders in my life. One of the times that I meditate is just walk. You know, you're walking around a track, it gets pretty boring. Amen. And we just walk around that track and walk around that track. But I get to thinking about where I used to be. Amen. And where I came from and where God has brought me from. Amen. And I just began to meditate and think about that and consider how good God's been to me. Amen. I don't live in a mansion, but hey, it's a far cry from a 900 square foot house that I had over here. And God has done more than I've ever dreamed of. And you know what God wants us to do? He wants to consider. We need to consider His wonders, what He's done for us. Remember the pit that you were in? Amen. And God pulled you out. It's so, every time I go to Teen Challenge, it's like them ladies come up to me and they think, man, all this, you grew up in church. No, I didn't grow up in church, amen. I didn't get saved. I was 27 years old. I told the ladies, I've only been saved for 22 years, amen. And I've served the devil more than I ever served God. But I'm telling you, if you ever get to the point, and you know the goodness of God leading through to repentance, and you just start bragging on God and how good God is, and you know, you can see sometimes the light in those young ladies' eyes. They just say, well, if God can do it for him, maybe he can do it for me. Amen? And so you need to, number one, consider his wonders. Look at Psalms chapter number 8. Most of you know this verse. One of my favorite verses and chapters in the Bible is Psalms chapter number 8. Psalms chapter number 8. Matter of fact, I've got a message out of this set of scriptures called What is Man? What is Man? Look at verse number 3. When I consider thy heavens and the works of thy fingers and the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, the son of man that thou visited? Number 2, we ought to consider his works. I'm telling you, I don't get evolution. I don't get it. I don't get how we've been taught, or they try to teach us that somehow this thing that got collided together and life jumped out of there and here we are. I mean, there's no way. I mean, they say, well, how can you believe that in 6 days God created the heavens and earth? Because it's by faith. Amen. What you're saying when you say that we life crawled out of a slime or a cesspool, amen, that takes more faith than me believing in the beginning God. And today, the psalmist said, when I consider the heavens, amen, think about, go out here, especially if you go to Arizona, and you look up, and you see the heavens, and you see the stars, amen, and you see, I love fall, amen, I just love fall. I love the changing of the leaves, amen, and looking across there and seeing the beauty that God's done. And then when you hold a baby for the first time, hey, you kids, y'all think y'all are in love. Amen. I hear it all the time. I'm in love. You don't know what love is until you hold that baby for the first time. Amen. And you realize what God has done. Amen. How He created this and this life. Amen. And God tells us to consider His works. Look at Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. I'm talking about consider His works. What is man that thou mind for Him? I mean, God's done all these great things. Why does He even care about us? Man, why should God even come around and visit with us? Amen. He knows who we are. Amen. But I thank God for the blood. That's why we can fellowship, because of the blood. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. I'm talking about considering some things to consider. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. Look at verse number 13. Consider the work of God. For who can make that straight which He had made crooked? You know, God can do anything. You know, the Bible still says in Luke chapter 1, verse 37, I believe it is, that He is the God of the impossible. That the same God that the Hebrew boys met in the fire is the same God that we serve today, man. The same God that the nation of Israel was standing and there, and the Pharaoh's army was coming up behind them. That same God that told Moses to be still and see the salvation of God. Amen. That's the same God that we serve tonight. Amen. That is the same God that we pray to. The same God, amen, that stopped the lion's mouth is the same God that we need to consider His works. I think about the works that He's done of people He's saved. And boy, I'm telling you, the world wouldn't have gave a nickel for some of us, amen. They wouldn't have gave a nickel for some of us, and yet God saved us, and He began to do a work in our lives, amen. You know why? To bring Him glory, amen. To bring God glory, according to Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, that we were made to worship Him and to bring Him glory. Does your life bring Him glory? I tell you, all you have to do is consider His works. Consider where you were before God got a hold of you, amen. I know where I was, amen. So number one, consider His wonders, amen. The goodness of God lead thee to repentance. Consider His works. What is man that thou art mindful of him? But let me show you one more. There's more. I'm going to continue to work on this, but just to have something that might be an encouragement to you tonight. Look at Haggai, amen. Number three, consider your ways. Chapter 1, verse number 7. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your ways. Now, since y'all didn't find since y'all didn't find Haggai, I go to Jeremiah chapter number 6. First of all, I want you to consider the good way. Amen. You know there's a good way. Amen? There's a good way. I like the good way. I like the good way. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. This is a familiar passage of Scripture. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and seek and ask for the oak paths. Where is the good way? Amen. You say the old ways don't work. Well, God said it's still the good way. Amen. Old-time preaching still don't work. It still works. Old-time singing still don't work. It still works. Amen. Old-time praying still don't work. Yeah, it still works. Amen. And God calls us the old path. And He said, where is the good way? And walk therein. And He said, if you'll do that, you'll find rest for your souls. But you know what they said? They said this, we will not walk therein. I'm telling you, that's where we're at in our churches today in America. They said that's old-fashioned, you know, that's old-fashioned preaching. We don't need to preach that way to our children. We need to have this and we need to have that. You know what God said? He said there is a good way, and it's still the old path. So there's a good way, but let me say this, there's also a hard way. Amen? And that's found in Proverbs chapter number 13. I'm talking about consider your ways, meditate on it. And we all preach this a lot to our children, but it goes for everybody in the building. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 15, our last scripture tonight. Look what the Bible says. A good understanding giveth favor, but the way of the transgressors is hard. You know, it's still hard out there. If you want to live wicked, it's still going to be hard. Amen. If you want to do wrong, it's still going to be hard. Amen. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have a lot of baggage. But God said, consider your ways. So number one, why don't you this week as you're meditating and you're thinking about things, and I'll do a lot tomorrow on that flight. Amen. I'm just praying some nut don't get on there. Amen. And praying that every little creak I hear ain't the engine going to blow up. Amen. And my hands will be sweaty. But you know what I can do? I can just fix my and meditate my thoughts on considering His wonders. Amen. And then I can consider His works. Amen. If I do go, I was thinking about this today. I've lived the greatest life. I can't even imagine this life that God's allowed me to live. Amen. I want to see my kids get married sometime. Amen. In the church age. Amen. I love to see that. But you know what? I look back and man, I wouldn't have had this life without God and the works of God in my life. So I can consider that. I can consider His works and I consider His wonders. And I always want to consider my ways. Do I want the good way or do I want the hard way? And so tonight I want to challenge you. Meditate on those things. Consider those things. Consider how good God's been to you. And just remember that verse. Only fear the Lord and serve Him with truth with all your heart. For consider how great things He had done for you.